clown. Into a world waiting hungrily, he falls. In a world reversed, he stands on his head and asks, who is upside down, you or me? Whose nose is out of shape? Children do not laugh at clowns. A clown laughs, and a child opens all his eyes. Two for the world to look into, one to see the clown with, and one most secret eye, with which to peer inside the world where the head walks along the floor. On a wire stretched across the eye of a child, a figure teeters. Suddenly, it falls. It bounces upward. It falls again. The wire snaps. The trumpets melt in noise. It was a clown. Only a clown. The clown moves in and out of death, and the children shiver and turn pale. Their wires hold. Their frightened mouths emit no sound. Two eyes close. Two see the clown sway on until the death of childhood. The world of a circus is ruled by clowns. The bloody white, the bloodless red, the fat dead nose. These are portions of a map in the child's geography. As he falls on his face screaming, who is upside down, onlooker? Whose pants don't fit? He dances away from life with all children at his heels. For Dylan Thomas. What did you say your name was? And your boy's name? He was a... Oh, yes, Death, Mr. Death. Swinger, all right. The next poem that I'm going to read is the first portion of a long poem for voices and music, and I have to approximate several different voices. The voices are a chorus, who are called the Hipsters, and the dealer, who acts as shaman, and the poet. And I'll just have to try to indicate by pauses who's speaking. The first four separate speeches are by the chorus of Hipsters, the dealer, then the chorus, then the poet. And from then, maybe you can just try to follow the continuity. The poem is called Roundabout Midnight. And the first part is entitled The Audition. Dig, this poet sits at a piano, clangling fingers against each other. Bonk de blanc, bonk, bonk. Listens for an answer, clang-a-ling, blanc, and listens. Is he hip? Does he swing? I've got dreams for his fingers. He's been around before at sessions up and down the street, always listening, trying to dig. Dreams I've got. Who'll lay some fingers on my hand? The sound is the thing, man. If my left hand is dead and my right hand is withered and my arms are rigid and my shoulders brittle and my eyes are goofed and my jaw hung up, tell me about the sound, like I listen and hear what I can. You come on strong like we don't know you, man. Who'd he blow with before? Who does he dig? What's his story? Who is he? Does he swing? I've always blown alone. In rooms and at the edge of everything. Always alone in a circle of light, the words banging themselves out into some sort of sound, and me hanging on, trying to keep the beat, coming in once in a while, making it, not making it. Me and the words alone in rooms and at the edge. Dig, man, he wants to come in. What does he blow? What does he blow? And the dealer says, down the street, not quite too far out, there's a chick. She digs word men. Why don't you try to make it over there and see if she can cool you? I'm hip she's the one for me, but sometimes it gets cold, man. Cold where I live. And I can't get warmth from any skin, and I can't get high from any kick, like my eyes are frozen to the ground and even the screams don't come out. That's when I remember the warm flame, man. The air that's more potent than pot, the climbing into the exploding sun and falling like down, down, wailing. And she won't come in, man. She's as cold as my eyes. Hear him put the chick down. Hear him lay hard sounds on her. Man, the chick wails with our band all the time. If you can't swing with her, you won't swing with us. We don't have no secret jive, man. We don't hold the keys to anybody's house like we just blow. On this scene, all things swing together. That's it, man, to swing together. Let me come in. It's warm here, but everyone who comes in has to close the door, or the cold winds stick up the valves and we goof and shiver. Man, that door won't close behind you, and I'm already getting cold. Where can I go if I can't come in here? Where will I be when I leave? I'm cold and awkward, but I know there's a high place where everything swings. I've made it to the door before. If you make it, man, we'll see you again, and then we'll blow. You come on so strong, man, pushing, pushing. Don't blow too hard, the reed splits. The sound gets harsh and ugly. No man can blow with you. In those rooms where you've been hassling the word, sit and dig, sit and dig. You can't come in at first chair, man. Come in front, listening, digging. The screams, man, the splinters and fragments. Whatever the scene, man, whatever the sound, it never stops, the screams, the fragments. If that's the sound, if that's the scene, if the needle sticks, if the house falls in, sit and dig, sit and dig. There will be times in your broken cell when the ice will melt and the beat begin to pound, listening, digging. But if the cat who wrote the book has it in for you and you never get to solo, and you have to sit up there and make that drone, drone, and never get to blow, then dig that drone, man, that's your sound. And dig that silence, man, that's your sound. And maybe we'll blow together, man, later. Maybe. Later. Thank you. The wind. Last night it came late and swept along between the houses, chilled in the open windows. Outside, a tin can and a bottle rolled up and down the rough street. They made a noise like a horse-drawn wagon filled with junk and broken windows. I thought it was part of the music, she said. There was only one star in the sky and a moon slice. The world hung suspended from them in the blackness, suspended by strings of bells and Chinese glass, swaying and ringing in the wild wind. The death of Arthur. The king's death, witnessed by the last of the faithful, the last quest, triumphed by the water arm reaching. What can I do as they take him across the water? What can I do as they lament his passing? Song to Bedivere. Lonely man, guilty man, at night in the castle remembering. Remember first the great deeds, yours and theirs. Remember next the maidens of fair virtue. Remember the death of the king, the last to go. O lonely man, O guilty man, bearer of lies to the dying king, false betrayer of the dying king, final companion of the dying king. Now they bring the boat across the waters. Now the dark singing comes across the waters. Now the dead virgins come across the waters. View them well, king. They take you to yourself. View them well, knight. They come to take you from yourself. Finishing centuries of waiting in a single act, the maidens come. Achieving their true meaning after centuries of waiting, the maidens come. Bringing peace and haven to the patient king after centuries of waiting, the maidens come. Oh, see the black flame that plays across their eyes. Oh, see the black tongues that flicker in their mouths. Oh, taste the black milk that flows from their black breasts. Oh, hear the black chants that lament from their lips. Touch the black skin that covers tight their black bones. Oh, smell the black perfume, mingled music from their black boat. Dance, king, dance! Sing, king, sing! Yes, your joy flows. Yes, your voice shouts. Now you return. Now you are received. Now you may rest. He believes that he will pass into time. Will he pass into time? He has passed into time. He believes that his name will be sung. Will his name be sung? His name has been sung. He believes that his ways will die. Will his ways die? His ways have died. He believes that he will be loved by God. Will he be loved by God? He is loved by God. Voices Heard in Venice, being the sixth poem in an unfinished series entitled The Venice Poems. Hands, black piano players, their voices, their songs heard. Thelonious said, "Eyes, man, eyes, mark the chalk of life on your eyes." And Bud Powell said, "In my arms, a thousand eyes. 10 blind birds strike an ominous sky. The world is wandered endlessly by burning black eyes. And terrible the things they do, the things I see, the songs I sing, and terrible and beautiful my hands." Great dark voices. Cripple Clarence Lofton, Romeo Nelson, Montana Taylor, Speckled Red, Jelly Roll Martin, James Yancey, Bud Powell, Thelonious Monk. All these and others, their voices also heard here. Then Thelonious spoke of his ancestry. Stick pounds the log, stick pounds the log. Feet strike the earth, feet strike the earth. Eyes strike the tongue, eyes strike the throat. Chants fly into the still time. Flames eat great chunks of dark night. Feet move in ritual patterns. Bodies move in rhythm. Bodies move. And Jimmy Yancey took 10,000 fat fingers and said, "If I can do this, which can't be done, then you can, love." All the voices, their stories, some say, yeah, some simply scream. Chants and anguish and 8 beats sometimes. 88 keys are 88 million infinities of sound. Fingers trying anything, breaking the thing up, pasting it with blood and piano wire. The salesman's voices also heard. Enter any time the contest is just beginning, and it is impossible to break it, tear it, or stain its lustrous transparency, the perfect, the only, the wall that walks with you, talks with you, eats, sleeps, drinks, and, well, you can imagine the rest. Yes, sir, it is removable, but who would? No, madam, it will not smear your face. Come on, like real. Make sounds like open, like love. Get right up to the actual living scene, ladies and gentlemen. All the excitements with none of the dangers. They can't see it. You can't see it, but it's there. It's protecting you. You're safe, absolutely. And this is guaranteed. No touching. Over all, the moon's soft singing blesses the hands, the wailers, wails with them. Blesses the torn, the anguished, moans with them. Blesses the salesman, the shucks, cries for them. Voices heard in Venice. Hands that reach their snake-tongued fingers into the ears, black hands and white, caressing the houses. The Barbarian from the North, for Allen Ginsberg. Blind as roses, we sit in the evenings in rooms of our own choosing. Rooms filled with intricacies of many delicately structured parts, which dazzle and fascinate and alter appearances and statements. Everything with its clear limits, everything marked and classified, all aspects known, all new structures viewed with distaste, everything of the utmost seriousness. What are we to say, then, of a man who takes off his clothes in someone else's living room? Are we to applaud? What is his nakedness to us? What do we care about his poems? Do you realize that he is in the light? How can I be expected to read? He makes too much noise. He says dirty words. He needs a bath. He is certainly drunk. I hope he soon realizes that this is, after all, now. And we have many wonderful things to amuse us. When we want to see clowns, we go to the circus. Is he gone yet? Can I come out now? Think of your body as a bridge as it arches under and around mine, across which travel all passions and desires from the back of skull, safely bridging the desperate cries, its structure strong and flexible for the wind and for the proper movements of its functions. Your body as a bridge. A bridge to my body as a bridge to your body as a bridge. Gull wing dancing, the clouds in the eye of water. Gull cry, gray sky, dull sun, gray. Dancing the sky, soft. Has it been said birds are souls flying? Is this really what is meant by death? Is this sharp, clear movement called dying? And my feet, your feet, so ugly, clumsy, like shapeless, like frightening. Trees are structures like ladders. Angel and man fighting, making it their hair and sweat that hangs down so green and clean and red ripe. 5 branches against a sky invite to the climb. A closer walk with the flower or bud with its 1,000 points of impossibly perfect stars. Bird. Frenetic dancer, weaving out of the darkness between the buildings, blowing high and screaming in. His arms dripped blood, his mouth too, man, and his eyes. Singing, singing, bird of horn and bloody arm, how many sweet lips sucked that cock and left it still frenzied and in need to blow its own self through those fingers on that metal. They relaxed him at Camarillo and sent him out, but he did not cool. Leaped from the roof of his head into the street of sounds, impaled himself on the dirty spikes of gold, screamed his screams as the people danced. Died. What about that horror, man? What about that pain? What about that cat, like all the time trying to do himself in, lushing, hyping, insane fucking, no sleep, no eat, just blow, 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 farther and farther out, tearing finger from hand, eye from skull, sound from throat, leaving bleeding chunks of bird caught in the teeth of many sessions. What about that? Out of his own dark skull, bird had to find roads. Crawling on his black belly, his face ground in dirt and blood, broken steel splinters shattering his arms and eyes, limp-backed and half alive with his own death, he traveled his own way, made it there, to the sound, and flew back in, blowing his crazy eyes, shifting and dazzling and laughing blood clots down his mouth, out the window and up to the moon and into the cellar and onto the bed, dancing and laughing and coughing life and screams all the way. Like when he couldn't fly anymore, he fell down and died. But he'd been there, man. And he blew, and he flew, man, like high. It's only 2 minutes ago. This next poem is in the current issue of Measure, which you are all supposed to run right out and buy immediately upon leaving. I don't know where you'll get it. Feasts of Death. Feasts of Love. Down the Wolf River, backs to the sun through water shallow and flat, beautiful girls and boys. The birds wing tip to tip, swinging through and around, calling, calling. We carried city eyes over the rushing water, the stunned vision of scene after changing scene, expanding and including as our shouts and grunts and songs wailed outward. I had to get out once and push the canoe from behind. My body from the ankles up was hot, sweaty, sun gleaming, my feet cool in the river, lifting and pushing the heavy canoe. I thought the others would get too far ahead and we would be lost off in the Wisconsin woods, where there were neither Jews nor cities, a world hot. And in winter, my feet would be like encased in the cement of the river, and the canoe would never be pushed over the flat, scrapey sand. The river movement coiled around our eyes. The quiet sound of the breathing of work set the beat of our songs. The next year, we took a different trip out Lake Tomahawk and an adjacent lake. I don't remember which one. In that part of Wisconsin, the lakes lay on the land like 1,000 eyes, peering into and through each other. From lake to lake, between two mountains, all blue-green quiet movement water, in the air and eye, the huge walls rising. A great grass field covered the inlet, and the canoes went through as over land it looked. So quiet, rustling of grass, the soft voices, hot beautiful girls and boys, hot beautiful summer day. Wake up to a morning sun shining through even newspaper headlines, sun on men in sand wading through blood. Woe, woe unto the bloody city of Litchfield, he cried with his bare feet in the gutters of blood. Naked feet, naked legs, naked eyes, into the marketplace howling, along the streets howling, in the living rooms howling, the sun shining, shining in our eyes. At the edge of the water, the glass house eye of God embraced us, pure in white, clean after communal showers and communal food. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Reverberating through the food, the eyes, the air, out into many rhythms and tongues. Sitting on the benches, bodies warm, throats filled with joy and love, we offered worship. Sitting warm to warm, our eyes and skins touching, love flowing, we offered worship. We sang and spoke languages and poems, offered worship and love, mixing the birds of passion and the swords of God in our beautiful young eyes. It would always be dark by the time the services were over, and secure in the glass house, lit by the God that shined all our faces, the burning candles of love in our bodies, sharing the glow outward to trees and wind. And the younger kids went to their cabins while the older ones had a dance, and carried on intrigues and political arguments and love affairs till 11:30, when the boys walked the joyous road back to their portion of the camp, singing and shouting, clean and alive. By the time the Saturday morning services were over, we were so full and whole that anything was possible. Political song. The people circle the room, coming together. The blood circles the body, coming together. The earth circles the sun, coming together. Hang on, man, as it wobbles around, hand to hand as it wobbles around. Oh, living communities, men and women who love and are loved. Oh, living bodies, men and women who love and are loved. Oh, loving cities, men and women who live and are lived. Eat, drink, embrace each other, inner face. I see clothes piled in great heaps against gray sky, with the smoke and sun in the air of human flesh, and in the pockets of those beasts who wear my name, things of value jingle and clank in those black pockets, teeth and eyes and skulls and skin in those black pockets. There are bodies naked, not talking of love, in their last waters naked, not talking of love, naked hunger, naked hatred, naked minds, howling in the crowded boxcars, howling in the dark barracks, howling in the hot showers, howling and whimpering in the final chambers, silent in the furnaces. Such visions wove their shroud eyes through our songs. Such knowledge blackened the edge of every flame, each kiss bittered with the salt of their blood. Many summers later, I hitchhiked over 1,000 miles back to the Wisconsin Holy Lakes to speak anguish to a wise man, seeking comfort, seeking peace. And we sat outside under a fat moon at the edge of an open field of grass, scenes of love and myth echoing in my mind. I asked him why the 6 million had died. I thought somehow this man, an Aaronin descendant of the first and holiest priests of Israel, humble seeker and generous fountain of love, would have an insight, a knowledge, a hope. God's plan, if there had not been such blood and terror on his mouth, he would have laughed and told me he had no answer, no peace, and told me of the many nights and days he had fasted and prayed and found nothing, found only hope that came from the realization of the cleansing and purification of pain. Whose? I, so young, so bitter, so needing an answer, said, whose? Good for their souls are ours. So bitter, so young, such needs. Even now it is difficult for me to fix in my eye.